I mean, today was a sad day for the NFL, as you know, with the passing of Ralph Wilson. I didn't know him, even though we're both from Detroit. But the way he was talked about and the way he cared about Buffalo, you know, I think he was somebody that was a real leader in the NFL. And it's very sad, you know, one of your partners, you know, passes. But he really had an impact on this league, from what I've learned.
Steve, talk about what's been accomplished so far these couple of days at the owners' meetings for you. What's been the number one thing for you on your?
Well, I mean, you know, you go here, you hear, you know, you kind of live in a vacuum when you're, you know, worrying about your team, and you hear this, you know, you feel the bigger picture. You hear what the league's doing, where it's going. I mean, you think you know, but, you know, puts it all together in, you know, in every aspect. This has become really a very large, you know, complex type of organization, you know, where so much is going on and there's so much change going on in the world. You know, I think it's good to hear input and just, you know, mix with the owners. You don't see your owners so much. And, you know, I think it's important that the owners, you know, and that gives us the opportunity to be collegial as opposed to being adversaries, you know, and that's the way it should be because you can learn from each other. And I think that's what you really gain at these meetings is really kind of learning from each other, talking to each other, ideas, sharing ideas, as opposed to worrying about, you know, beating him in the field. But that starts in September.
Have you given the other owners any update on your stadium renovation plan? And if so, what sort of reaction have you received from them?
Well, I'd given them an update before. We had tentative approval to go forward in the past if we would have had the referendum. But I've let the league know, and the owners have asked me, you know, where we stood on that, and that, you know, and I've told them we're going forward. I'm putting up the money, doing a public-private partnership with the county, and, you know, that's progressing, and I'm optimistic that it'll happen. And because I really want to see Super Bowls and see how we can really upgrade the stadium and really be a real enhancement to all of Miami-Dade County or South Florida, really.
What's been the reception this week to that announcement on your end that you're going to put up your money?
Well, I mean, you know, the idea is, I mean, but what you hear from everybody is everybody really wants to see it. Why do they ask? Because they, in the bottom of everybody's hearts, they want to come to South Florida for Super Bowls. And they knew that wasn't going to happen. And I think, you know, I think by doing what we're doing will certainly bring Super Bowls to South Florida.
Are you optimistic with where you are at this stage of the negotiations and also with Miami Gardens and the school board that, you know, had some criticism? Are you prepared to meet, I guess, Miami Gardens' request to, you know?
Well, we're talking to them. We've had some good meetings, but, you know, I understand the needs of Miami Gardens, and I I'm optimistic we'll get there.
Is there anything specific that you can tell us that you concessions you might be willing to make?
No, I mean, you know, when you're in the period of negotiating and all that, I think, you know, I don't think anybody wants to read about it in the press.
You know, you said that you had approval before when you were going to do the referendum, but now that it's your money, the league likes to have, you know, the taxpayers funded as well, kind of the split. So have you heard about that at all?
I mean, just speaking to the league, that, you know, it's important that it be a public-private partnership. It's not a one-way street. And because the benefit is really, you know, isn't to the National Football League. The benefit is really going to be to South Florida.
But, I mean, so you consider this because it's all your money, right? Except for the swap of the ownership of the stadium.
It's a lot of my money.
and you don't have, as far as you understand, you'll be eligible for the G4 funding if you decide to.
Yes.
Earlier today, changing the subject a little bit, Wade Davis gave a presentation to the owners about gay players in the NFL and how to talk about that. What was your feelings about the presentation, and how are you going to bring that back to the team?
Well, I mean, the presentation, I think, was very well received by everybody. I mean, I think he did a fantastic job. I think, you know, what has all happened with all this bullying and harassment, I think it's opened everybody's eyes. You know, it was something nobody was thinking about. You know, whatever took place in the locker room, you know, took place, and everybody, you know, there was no issues. But I think this has really opened people's eyes, and I think the people certainly, no matter, you know, from a racial, you know, or a gender, I mean, with those type of slurs or how the respect that people would have, I think it's important. And I think one thing the NFL really wants to make sure that, you know, that all people are treated with respect, no matter where it is. And I think that's very important. And I think we're all, you know, I think everybody benefits.
See, in terms of the situation with the bullying scandal and how the focus on this meeting is about respect and changes that's going to take place in the league moving forward, has this been sort of an embarrassing moment for you in terms of this owner's meeting and the fact that what your organization went through brought this?
I mean, you know, it certainly was embarrassing it happening. You know, but it opened up everybody's eyes, you know, and I think it was a moment that, you know, it probably was going to take place somewhere. And I think, you know, I looked at it, you know, that it's something that it was under my watch, opened my eyes. I know how I feel personally about it. And I want to make it a moment that we can get all a lot of positive and make it something that will really have an impact. And so the things that I'm doing and I had already decided to do, you know, once I heard that and dealt with that, was that, you know, as you know, I announced that we would have a committee. But this has really grown into a much bigger thing, you know. As you understand it more, you think about it, you read the reports, you talk to people. And so, I mean, I'm working with the NYU Sports and Society. They have a center for sports and society, headed up by probably one of the most renowned legal minds in the country, Arthur Miller, and the dean of the NYU Law School. And so we've been looking at this. We have proposed legislation in Florida. It's going to be something that we hope can be model legislation for the country. But it's more than that. It's got to be with education. This isn't about the National Football League. This is really going back and really dealing with the way civility, how people treat each other, and recognizing that all athletes are role models. And it really starts back in the elementary schools when you know, and where you really learn that. This just didn't happen in the NFL, you know. And so that you really want to make a change, and you want to make a change for the positive that can have an impact on society. And I think this is what, you know, this happening, you know, really gave me opened my eyes and say, hey, I can do some good. I can make something very positive out of this. And I think when you can take an event like this and make it a positive and have real impact and real change, you don't pass up that opportunity. And because it'll always be referred to as the Miami Dolphins, because that's what's in the minds of the people. And you know, when you guys write about it, no matter where you are in the country, when writers are writing about it, they're always going to refer to the situation, the Miami Dolphins. But everybody knows this wasn't unique to the Miami Dolphins. And really, you know, if you played ball in school, you know what it is like, what it is in the locker room, what it is on the line of scrimmage, and how you deal with people. A lot of it, you know, isn't made with bad intentions, but it's something that we really have to learn how to treat people with respect and where it leads to, and some of the, you know, the problems we've had, the social problems in our country. And I think this will open up people's eyes, and I think we will do something very positive.
Have you spoken at all at the meetings about this?
I mean, I've spoken with Troy Vincent. We're getting together, who's heading it up for the National Football League. But it's too, you know, it's too early for me to start standing up and saying what we're going to do. I mean, I think the time now is to do it, you know, in the background and build up to have something, as opposed to being full of sound and fury and not doing anything, you know. So I have a real passion to make sure something happens, and we're going to follow through on it. And, you know, I've gotten a fellow by the name of Ken Shropshire from the University of Pennsylvania. I'm working with him. I've engaged him to work with this what I hope to be a nonprofit, a 501c3 that I'll fund, and talking to some other foundations that'll fund it, because this is an important. This is important. It's important for. Pardon?
Have you heard from the fellow owners this week about the white paper that you commissioned?
Not really. I mean, I think people. You know, we've dealt with it in the meeting today. You know, I think. And I mean, dealing with the coaches, the general managers, and the other owners, and I think they're very sincere, you know? I mean, I think this was a wake-up call.
Steve, this will be the third year for both Joe Philbin and Ryan Tannehill. Would you describe yourself as a patient man in the sense that if this team does not make the playoffs, are either of their jobs in danger? Would you consider making a change?
Hey, look at right now. We're worrying about the season. We're putting it together. I think that'll take care of itself. I'm not worrying about the following year. I'm worrying about this year.
Going back to the stadium issue for a second, when you go back, at one point you were hoping for the referendum, and a lot of people were fighting you in regard to why should public money go toward the stadium. And then from there you decided, I'll put up the money myself. At that point, were you thinking, well, this will be well received, there won't be many hurdles since I'm putting up the money? Were you confident that there wouldn't be some of the roadblocks that there are now?
Well, I mean, anytime you ask to create a public-private partnership, you're asking for something, and things just don't happen automatically because you ask for something, people lie down for you. I think people have to understand, you know, of what you're asking for and the benefits to them. And I think, you know, and we're asking to be treated fairly like every other sports team is in the state of Florida, probably in this country. And so I think, you know, to me, I think what's unusual is that I'm really looking to do something because I want to do something as part of my legacy and my stewardship of the Miami Dolphins, you know. I think like Joe Robbie, when he built the stadium without any public money, you know, Miami got very lucky. You know, from that standpoint, it didn't happen anywhere else. It was probably the first stadium that was built without public money. But at the same time, this is like building a new stadium. In this day and age, there aren't very many of those being built without public money. You know, it was asked, you know, why'd you buy the Dolphins? Because I could afford it. Why am I going to do it? Because I can afford it and I wanted to do it right. You know, I want to make this team a winning team. I want to make it, you know, the best there is, both on and off the field. So, you know, that's part of it.
Steve, in looking at this season so far, how would you evaluate the job that Isaac has done in his first couple of months of the job?
I think he's done great. I mean, everybody I've spoken to is really, you know, from outside. I mean, not you know, fellow owners, but the people around here who've been the experts, who, you know, people I've spoken to. In hiring him, and I told you before, when I spoke with Bill Polian, and I said, what is the most important thing I should be looking for in a general manager? You know, and that's somebody who's joined at the hip. And I can say they're joined at the hip, and they're working well together. And I think what they've done, and the people have come up to me that I had spoken to before, said, hey, they're doing a good job, you know. And I think when you see it, I think I'm excited.
You sense that? You feel like there's more harmony than there was in the past?
No question about it. Don't you?
How confident are you that they're spending the money right to get the pieces that you need to make this team a winning organization?
I mean, hey, look, the proof of the pudding is always in the eating, you know? I mean, you're hoping. I think they're making the right moves. But, you know, you don't know till you put it out there, and we'll find out. You know, that's why we're all excited, you know. We start anew every year. That's what makes it exciting, you know.
Steve, of the three players involved in the Ted Wells report, Mike Pounce is the one that's still on the roster. He recently was basically a welcome party for the new free agents who have dinner with him. It seems to us he remains very much a team leader. Are you comfortable with his role in the team?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, everybody can look back and reflect, and, you know, we all get caught up with certain things, and you go with it. But I think he's an outstanding young man. He's certainly he's an excellent football player. And I think that, I think he will turn out to be one of the real leaders on our team.
Steve,
even though probably most people in this room think that Richie Incognito had little chance, probably no chance of playing for the Dolphins again, Richie continues to say that he'd like to resume his career either in Oakland or Miami. Are you willing to say now that he's not going to play for Miami?
I only want to talk about people on our roster. As you know, he's a free agent. And, you know, we're looking to better our team, and we'll sign those free agents that I think will make us a better football team.
You said before he wouldn't return. Has anything changed?
I'm only going to talk about the people on our roster.
All right, you good?